Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crap Is, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yo Props, okay? I'm Ronnie, and over there is Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie, what's up? How's it going?
How you doing?
I'm great, thanks.
On demand today, so we can see each other. Ben looks very preppy and handsome. He's like in a
Thank you.
plaid, but it should be a grunge plaid, but it's like preppy plaid, and he's got
no,
like a
little... No, it's full grunge. Look.
It is? Well, it looks
see,
preppy
flannel.
On you, I guess. I think it's just you
flannel.
That's preppy.
Yeah.
And some facial hair going on, little haircut. You look very cute.
Thank you. I didn't have time to shave this morning because I opted to make cookies. So, you know, that's what life is. And I'm currently, my entire midsection is being squeezed into some shorts. And it's like, I wonder why that is while I simultaneously bake cookies on Thursday
yeah.
morning for no reason.
Yeah, I'm in Texas still, obviously. There's no escaping it, and it's still bloody hell here. It's snowing again outside, so that's great. So boiling snow water for, like, doing everything, really. Boiling a lot of snow water, and I'm actually running out of snow water. And I'm like, well, am I going to complain? Because I'm about to get down to the dirt part, and I'm like,
oh yeah. No.
I don't want to be having to, like, filter the snow water, and... It's a fucking mess, okay? Like, look at my face. I need to shave. I need to... I had to use, like, snow water to wipe off all my eye boogers on my face. I look like I'm cocooning. Like, my face was becoming a cocoon, okay? I'm dirty. I smell like a gas station. Over it.
Well, you know what? Maybe you should write a letter to your senator, who I'm sure is going through the same hardships that you are.
Oh, sure. I'll just send that over to Cancun. Okay? Ted Cruz, you fuckface.
True fuck face.
This place, unbelievable. I have to tell you, this place, they send out a notice. Everything's shut down. We can't even get food here because the grocery stores can't get food in them because the fucking trucks can't get on the road because no one knows what to do. No one has water or electricity. So what do? They announce a rate hike on... announce a rate hike!
A rate hike on what?
On utilities, electricity specifically.
Wow.
When the whole... These...
With them, they are the ones who fucked up.
Oh, it's so frustrating. And then I've got my mother sending me over. I sent some meme I saw that said 2020 was hell, and then in 2021 hell froze over. And I was like, ha ha ha, and we're like on a family text thing. So I sent that to them, thinking, well, that's funny, you know, it's not going to start any fights. And then she sends one back saying, yeah. Hell froze over because Joe Biden got elected. And I was like, oh, really? So I just started sending her all these, like, the electric company is off the national grid because the Republicans wanted to, and it's run by Republicans, you goddamn.
I was about to say, what? I won't even say. You said it for me.
Yeah, I avoid politics in general on this show, but, like, interfamily politics is just, I guess, for everybody right now. And this country is just so tenuous anyway, like trying to keep family members in the midst of fights like this, but then add this on top of it. And it's like, you know what? I really, at the end of the day, I just want to clean my butt. Like, can I just clean my butt? Can we not fight right now? None of us have clean butts right now. Okay. Can we just,
like,
concentrate on that?
Sometimes, thank you. Cause sometimes I just want to say there's a lot of craziness going on in the world, but can't we just focus on trivial things like the fact that yesterday was Paris Hilton's birthday and Kyle Richards posted on Instagram a photo with her and Paris Hilton and said, wow, Paris, who would have thought that you would have, when you grew up, we would be twins.
Because you've spent your whole adult life getting surgeries to look like Paris Hilton, you fucking crazy lady.
It is just like the thirstiest, most hilarious thing ever. And just like this carousel of photos of Kyle with Paris Hilton. And she's like the only niece that she seems to do it for. Maybe she does it for Nikki. But there are like a lot of nieces out there. Like, what about Kim's kids? What about there are a lot of spawn out there. And whoa, but Paris, oh my God, Kyle is front and center with that. Like,
of course.
Who'd have thought we'd just be twins? You, a beautiful 30-something, and me, looking like a beautiful 30-something. We're just two twins.
Oh, God. It's amazing. Kyle Richards. Fuck Kyle Richards.
But the great irony of it all is that it was also Denise Richards' birthday. So I for some reason, I just love that. I just love that it's like her day of like Paris joy is tainted by Denise Richards.
Yeah, you're never going to escape Denise Richards, Kyle.
Yeah.
So disasters all over. You know, snow here, Kyle Richards on
Paris. I hold Ted Cruz accountable for this too, by the way. This is totally Ted Cruz's fault as well. In some way.
I'm gobsmacked at the dumb fuckery, honestly. So welcome, as because you today you're going to get an extra angry me. Okay.
Good.
I've already said the F word about 30 times. So those of you listening with your kids, sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Never fucking told you to do that.
Yeah. You shouldn't be listening to this with your kids. You almost shouldn't even be listening to this. I don't know why people listen to us. So, it's appropriate that you're stuck in the snow because today we're talking Salt Lake City reunion, which has a very snowy set. So it's almost like you're at the reunion yourself, Ronnie, except you're not wearing a ball gown. Or an ill-fitted ball gown at that. You know, I do want to talk a little bit about Meredith's look some more, because someone online really pointed out why it was so terrible. If you really look at it closely, the buttons don't even line up on the front. The hems are like stitched together poorly, and the bra is showing, and it's all messed up. So I kind of felt like I wanted to do some retroactive shade on that outfit, just because, again, we all know that Brooks picked it out for her, right? So just want to start on that tone.
I mean, I felt like it was covered when I said it looks like a tap dance recital outfit. You know, that's exactly how those come. It's like one button's up other button's down here. Meredith is kind of a mess, but I'm actually getting kind of worried about her because it looks like she's auditioning for Golden Pond, like on Golden Pond, that Jane Fonda movie. I mean, what the hell? She's shaking so bad. I'm starting to worry, and I have these pills left over from my dog when he had surgery, like in case he got the shakes or whatever, and I just want to like send him over with a note that says, engage with these. You're worrying me. I'm worried about you, Meredith, okay? Okay, so tonight, the job drawing. Part 2 of Salt Lake City reunion.
It was jaw-dropping. And I had, like, stress dreams with Heather in them all night long. I'm not even lying. I had, like, dreams of, like, every time I, like, woke up, I'd go back to sleep again, and Heather was in my dream again. It was, like, Heather Krueger. Just her yelling.
Yeah, Heather yelling over every... I have to say, you know, Heather is a favorite on this show. I really like Heather on this show. I hope she's on it forever. I think she's a really good anchor for it. She's really entertaining for the most part. I like her journey of thinking that like it's really hard being a privileged white blonde woman in America. Like, I love it. I think it's really cute.
Yeah.
But she's kind of the mean one, right? I mean, in the middle of the reunion, I was like, wait a minute, Heather's the asshole here. Like, Heather's been the asshole to literally everybody in here, and Heather's just sitting there getting away with it. And then she does the housewives thing, or the me thing, where you just keep talking so that no one can argue with you. So
yeah, I was starting to feel that way too. Like, I love Heather. I it doesn't diminish that I love Heather, but I was starting to have a feeling later on where I was like, wait a second, you know, Lisa is supposed to be our villain here, but I'm not sure I necessarily disagree with her on all her points. I'm sort of like, I was like, but we'll get into that.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm ready to hate Lisa. Okay.
Like, yeah.
And you know, you need a good villain on these shows, and I'm totally ready to hate her. But this show just keeps changing it up on you. Like, we're supposed to hate Jen. And like we said last week, Jen is kind of not coming out as the evil person in this because they're all coming after her so hard. And she's, for the most part, just staying chill and saying sorry, you know? So
yeah, I think Heather is kind of in her emotions. And by kind of, I mean a lot. And I think it's really bringing out a crazy side of her that we see. And also, can I really be that mad at Lisa? I mean, she like literally was just chopping up some butternut squash and came out on stage. And, you know, like, I have to respect someone who's roasting squash before the reunion, right? I mean, that's why her hands were all shades of orange, right?
I mean, wow. Those really look like you look like you literally got your hand caught in the cookie jar.
She literally went up to a spray tanner and said, can I touch? And she like literally touched the spray tanner and now it's here. Now it's like.
She looks like she was making cookies and then like started doing it with her hands so she could lick her hands after, you know, as we do. And then just went on stage with it.
It's like she spilled turmeric on herself. Or was carving a pumpkin.
So we get little previews, and then you know, everybody's sitting back down into their chairs, and they're having to like lift Jen's shawl to like place it in her chair. I'm like, you know that that looks like a Bed Bath and Beyond super long bath rug, right? Like, this show cracks me up. Like, every second of this show was cracking me up.
Yeah. And then they're all doing their touch-ups, and Andy's like, hey, Lisa Rinna just texted, and she said, please tell the Salt Lake City ladies I'm a huge fan. Were people doing coke in anyone's bathroom? And was Gia involved? Wow, she really took over that storyline.
And we're back. Bold and unfiltered Pentecostal First Lady Mary. Like, who wrote that sentence? And I was very proud of Andy for getting that out, because normally Andy's tongue would have just like fallen out of his mouth during that sentence. Bold and unfiltered Pentecostal First Lady Mary has a strong sense of smell and an even stronger sense of smell, I think. Look, I already said unfiltered Pentecostal First Lady Mary. All right. You guys deal with the rest.
Yeah, she has a strong sense of self and an even stronger sense of smell, but nothing was stronger than people's opinions about her marriage to her grandfather. Yes. And then we got our Mary montage. We should also preface this by saying this was a Mary-heavy episode, and it was kind of everything I could have dreamed of. It was as crazy and problematic and cringeworthy and nutty as – it's like I've been waiting for this, straight up Mary injected into my veins, and it was madness. It was pure madness. And then just when it was like there, it was just like a T-Rex of Mary followed by a velociraptor of Lisa. It was kind of a perfect hour for me.
Yeah. And this Mary montage, I mean, it really goes to show that you just forget everything that happens when you watch Housewives, because it's always so crazy. But seeing all of these Mary things put together, I mean, saying like, well, there was a hospital smell, and then being like, diabetes? I mean, who dies of that? Just drink some water. And the black people in front of 7-Eleven thing. And they're scared. Mary telling Whitney that the girls are scared of Jen, and then Jen losing it, throwing the glass. I mean, it was just the whole thing was glorious.
Yeah, when we come out of the montage of the glass throwing, Whitney's like, "This is still so hard to watch," and Heather goes, "I loved it. I thought it was great."
So Andy asks Mary, so what was the deal with you going to get out your sweat glands? What was that about again? And she says, well, I have a condition in my family called hydronitis, and my system attacked my glands, and they caused boils, and then 70% of my body had boils on them.
Well, I mean, I looked this up because at first I was like, is this a real thing? And then I did some Google searches and I couldn't find anything on it because I'd misspelled it. But it is a real condition, so I will not make fun of it. But that apparently explains that. I was like, I feel like there's a joke in here to be made about Real Housewives and boils on the skin, but I couldn't really formulate it. So I'm just going to move forward. I don't want to do a half-assed boil joke that winds up being somehow very offensive. So
yeah, you don't want to get the hydronitis people after you.
You don't want to get the boil. Listen, it's a plague. So Andy's like, well, Heather, you're in the beauty business. Have you ever heard anything like this? And she goes, no, but I'd love to market it.
Yeah, she's like, I mean, can you remove them so you don't have BO? And he says, well, you know, Mary's like, no, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. So Andy says, well, you said about Jen's aunt just needing to drink some water was pretty mean, says Donnie from Donnybrook. So how are you a first lady talking like that, Mary? Come on, Mary. Come on. And Mary's like, well, you know, I was very aggravated. And he's like, but you said... just drink some water. Okay, that's like, what you said. So.
She's like, I was aggravated because it kept coming up. It just kept coming up. And she's like blinking really fast. And Jen's like, it was hurtful. I mean, this is like my mom, okay? And Mary is like, well, there's no excuse for it. There's no excuse for it. I mean, I said it and I apologize. I said it out of frustration. I would never just say, Jen smells like hospital. I would never just say that. You know, there obviously have to be a very good reason. I love that there has to be a very good reason to say that someone smells like hospital. So Andy's like, well, what was the trigger there? And then that's when Jen reveals she hadn't even gone to the hospital that day. Yeah, well, that's the headline.
Yeah, he's like, that was the headline, so what were you smelling if you weren't smelling hospital? And she goes, I smelled hospital still.
So. I still smelled it. Someone smelled like hospital.
She goes, well, you couldn't have smelled hospital because I wasn't at the hospital. And she's like, but I did smell hospital. And he's like, so wait a minute. I like when Andy gets all the end of 2020. Where he's like, wait, I've got it. I finally figured out who the killer is. He's like, so wait. So your odor glands were removed, but you can still smell? And she's like, that's not how it works.
So she's like, Andy, is that a dig?
Yeah, she says, that's a dig, Andy.
He's like, no, I'm just saying. And Jen's like, don't you think it's insensitive to say it, which I still love that we're still debating, like, the insensitivity of saying hospital smell.
Yeah. So Jen's like, you know, if I'm going through a traumatic thing, and Mary says, I apologize over and over and over and over and over. Okay, I apologize. And she's like, well, you know what? That's the first time you've ever apologized to me. And she goes, no, it's not. I apologized on television. So then we cut to her apologizing on television. Yes. And Jen's like, that wasn't sincere. And she goes, don't tell me I'm not sincere. She goes, well, I just accepted it because it was Mary's birthday, but I was still mad. Okay.
And then Lisa, out of nowhere, just mutters, I hate hospitals. I don't want to touch. I don't love that.
And then they're just yelling over each other. And Mary's like, you not accepting my apology is on you. You've never apologized to me. And Jen's like, did you even hear me? You didn't even say it because you denied saying it. You said it and you denied saying it. Smell, 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 hospital smell, blah, 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 blah. And they're screaming over each other. And so Mary goes, okay, what do you want me to do? She goes, I want you to say I'm sorry. She goes, again? And Lisa goes, what she means is she forgives you. That's what she's saying. She forgives you. It's like not at all what she's saying.
Not at all. Jen's like, then Jen says, no, I'm not asking for an apology. I'm just explaining. And Mary goes, she's like, you're wasting a lot of time. We got a lot of cards. Like Andy's cards. Index cards.
But Jen's so funny because she goes, I want you to say I'm sorry again. Well, I don't want you to say I'm sorry. You just said you wanted her to say you're sorry.
I know. So Jason from Provo says, Mary, I can't believe that you said you won't go into a 7-Eleven if you saw black people outside. How would you feel if someone didn't go inside a 7-Eleven if your son was standing outside the door? And Mary's like, no, it's not true. I didn't say that. I have a fear of when guys are standing out in front of convenience stores. And Andy goes, black guys? She's like, no, I'm black. My son is black. No. Sandy's like, so you have a fear of standing in front of convenience stores? Were you attacked in front of a convenience store? Which, if she was, that was sort of like an indelicate way of just like broaching this.
There's a lot subject of that. Andy's indelicacy is beautiful today with Mary because he doesn't even know how to handle her. But I think that they've told him, like, look, you have to go hard for Mary because people are pissed. Like, We put a cult leader who's stealing all this money from people and, like, supposedly, allegedly. Like, you've got it. We have to question her because people are having a fit, right? So he was being so hilariously, like, non-sensitive with Mary the whole time.
Yes.
So he's like, so were you attacked in front of a convenience store? And she's like, no. And Lisa goes, well, you did admit saying it. Remember, you did admit saying that you were afraid of black people in front of a convenience store. And she goes, I did not admit that. Admit it? I did not admit that. And then they show the clip of her kind of admitting it. I mean, she didn't deny it, I guess.
And then Meredith tries to help her out, but in the process, kind of, if you really think about it, kind of says something problematic, because she's like, when I left the luncheon, when I disengaged with Walter, my interpretation was that Mary's reference is more about sketchy people outside the 7-Eleven, not a racial issue.
Oh my Which God. Is,
she was trying to help Mary out, but actually what she was doing was kind of equating black people with sketchy people. I was like, oh, this is not going in the right direction.
Well, I took it as her saying she probably said there are sketchy people in front of the 7-Eleven. Which there are sketchy people in front of the 7-Eleven. It's not like we've never been to a 7-Eleven. And then Jen took that. Then Jen took that and turned it into black people in front of a 7-Eleven or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, any way you cut it.
Whatever it was.
Any way you slice it, bad. It's bad. So So then Andy's like, oh, okay. So he's like almost going to let it go, right? And then Mary goes, now, do I have a taste for black guys? No, that's not my taste.
That's not my
and
taste.
Andy goes, you're like,
Andy's like, your taste is not for black guys. Does that mean you prefer white guys? And then she just like mutters something. She's like, at this point, Dom looks at me and says, I have about one more second with this show. He's like, I'm about to go upstairs. I'm gone. So Mary mutters. And then Andy's like, she's so crazy. But then you think you've heard the crazy. This is the craziest moment of all. Andy goes, well, you're married to a black guy. And she, Mary Cosby, literally says, well, he's white.
She did? Oh, I didn't even hear that.
Oh, yeah. She said he's white. And then it cuts to Meredith just like, I'm going to look at the rafters and I'm just going to think about the Brooks Marks tracksuit until this segment's over because it's too awkward. I'm trying to disengage. I've never been able to disengage from anything like this before. I can't. I'm still engaged and I'm trying really not to. I'm just going to look up here.
Wow.
There. Yeah, wow, she said he's white, and everyone went bloop. Andy was like it was just one of those moments where everything you're just like, what am I seeing? This is so so many different things, problematic, sad, but like also the kind of absurd, crazy shit. I mean, what's going on Bravo where you have Kelly Dodd saying, I'm black, and Mary saying that her husband's white? What is going on right now? What is happening?
Oh, my God.
So then she corrects herself and says, she goes, oh, well, he's light. No, Lisa goes, he's light. And then Mary goes, yeah, he's lighter. That's what I meant.
Oh, my God. Jesus. So then we get to, this is like, so this whole thing is so cringe, but also like, how can you not just lose your shit? This is so crazy. So Mary's like, well, look, it's not that I don't like them. Like, it's not like that I don't talk to black guys. Like, I'll talk to them. And I'm not like you. I'm just saying it's my preference. And Andy's like, well, you know, people are saying online that that's internalized racism. And she goes, oh, I know. You know what? I know all about that because I'm black, you know. She's not black.
I think probably talking to Jen. She's not black. Oh. I'm black. And Jen's like, okay, well, you said there are like different types of black people. And I was like, oh, you mean like black people from Salt Lake versus, you know, like my husband who's from Compton. And and then not like that's what I thought you meant by different kinds of black people. I guess I forget where she was going with that. Maybe saying versus like dark skinned or light skinned or whatever.
She says, well, I'm not calling you racist. Jen says, well, I'm not calling you racist. And Mary goes, isn't your husband a racist?
I was like, what? Where did this? What?
I have no idea. And then Jen's like, what? What are you doing? You do not do that. Do not insinuate things about my husband or this will get ugly. Here are my nails. Do not say things about my husband. Do not do it. And like, so Mary's like, can I say something? Look, you know what? Sometimes saying things the way I say things, like, I guess offensive, it can be. So you know what? Black is beautiful. I have no reason not to love myself or who I am in my culture. I love all black men.
It was a very Ramona Singer like pivot to the exit. She's like, yeah. Sometimes I say things the wrong way. Like, you know, when I say my husband's white, but you know, black is beautiful. So she just kind of like,
oh my goodness.
I don't know if she saved herself or not. I don't think she saved herself, but
no,
you know, it's probably not for
herself.
Me to decide.
I just think that people are just like, what else can you ask? Like, she actually answers the questions, which is different because most people just deflect and won't answer, you know. She answers them in such a crazy way that you're like, oh, I guess we're just gonna move on then.
It just, you know, it was so crazy and so absurd and just so out there that I just couldn't help but watch, sort of horrified and laughing at the same time. I was like, oh my God, and we're only in the first segment.
Yeah.
So, hey, why didn't the ladies stand up for Mary? They were quick to be on Jen's side at the Met Gala. And by the way, I hate that they still refer to that lunch at Walters as the Met Gala. Well, they're still quick to be at Jen's side at the Met Gala. But when Jen called Mary a grandpa effer, no one checked Jen. And so Mary's like, yeah, she didn't apologize. So then Andy goes, and I just love that Andy has to ask this question. So do you want to apologize to her for calling her a grandpa effer?
And Jen's like, I mean, yes. And she goes, oh, then I can say that she's insincere. And she goes, it was a heated conversation and I had stuff to drink and I was angry and hurt, Mary. Okay. And he's like, so Mary, do you accept? And she goes, I didn't hear an apology in that. Was that an
yeah,
apology?
There was none.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Jen goes, I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. I take 100% blame. I'm very sorry. And but then Mary starts saying how Jen said so much stuff on social media, all these you know, nasty things, whatever.
And then Heather starts piping in. She's like, she never let up once. She never let up one time. I mean, she was horrible on social, Andy.
And Jen goes, no, no. I mean, all I did, I posted that she looked like a Christmas tree. That's it. So then we see her tweets. The first one says, Mary looks like a Christmas tree, which is benign enough. And then the next one is, Mary shouldn't talk about other people's families while she's laying in her grandma's bed with her husband. That's it. I mean, the truth is, Jen didn't say anything that we weren't saying, but, you know.
Yeah, and then the one, this is how it started and this is how it's going. She mentioned that, but what it was, it's like an old grandpa helping a kid with their homework. And then I forget what the second one is.
It was probably Mary and her husband. So.
Oh, yeah. And then it was Mary and her husband. How it's going.
So
then
Heather's on her. This is Heather's bone to pick. If I can divine what episode 3 will be about, it's that basically Heather is angry at Jen Shaw about what she's been saying. Jen probably posted something about Heather on social media and Heather is pissed about it because she's like, on social media, you are detached from human emotion and cruel. Okay, you are cruel, Jen Shaw.
And she's like, but why? Well, I'm telling you why I did it. So why is it a double standard then? I just don't understand. Why is it such a double standard with me? And she's like, you took that meanness and you perpetuated it, Jen. You perpetuated it. And Andy's like, well, yeah, I mean, at the party, Whitney told the girls that Mary, what's wrong with me? What if I just had a breakdown right now and started crying?
You should. It's worth a breakdown.
These housewives are
just like trying Mary to told follow. Me. Mary told me. Mary told me.
Mary said.
What scene is that?
That Lisa and Jen said that Mary. Mary was
what would happen if we cried through the rest of the episode? Let's just like cry through the recap. And then, like, we're just telling our moms. And then Andy asked about Tree's party. And then.
I'm close. So, yeah. So it's basically the are you afraid of Jen fight, right? Are Meredith and Lisa afraid of Jen? Yeah. So Mary says, well, I asked Meredith how she feels that Jen treats me. And Meredith said she just doesn't understand why is it every single event. And Meredith goes, well, I don't understand it.
Meredith, what we don't realize at this moment is that Meredith is like preparing for her big like Dixie Carter moment. And so she's sort of gathering her strength to have her yeah. have her big grandstand in the middle of the episode where everyone's like, oh, okay, Meredith, thank you.
So he's like, well, but then how did that change to afraid? And Mary goes, well, why don't you ask Barbie over there? And Whitney's like, well, Mary told me that they actually don't like the way that you'd been talking about your marriage, but they didn't want to say it to your face because they were afraid of your reaction. And every time we say Mary, like, you freak out. Okay, well, that's a little different, Whitney. That's a little different than what you said, Whitney.
Yeah, exactly. So Jen's like, you know, it's not the word, Mary. It's the issue at hand that you're missing. That's the thing. It's the issue at hand. And Andy's like, well, did Meredith and Lisa say they were scared of Jen? And Mary's like, no. Even though we saw footage of Mary in the recap saying, well, they're scared of her. They're scared of her. So now she's saying they didn't. So then we see unseen footage of Lisa calling up Mary and Mary basically saying that she believes that they are afraid of Jen.
Right. So everybody's caught kind of lying here, right? So yeah. Mary was just gotten a line out. So Lisa's like, you know what? Why were you guys so excited to tell Meredith that Jen was talking about her marriage? I mean, you guys just wanted to cause discord. That's what you wanted to do. You wanted to cause discord. And like flicking her hand at the camera. And Heather's like, well, it's because... And then Heather starts mouthing over her so she can't finish her sentence. And Lisa's like, oh, no, you know what? I'm talking now. You know what? Just go ahead and talk over me, Heather. Go ahead. Go ahead. You two kept saying you're terrified and scared. And Whitney's like, well, I was scared. Then why are you two? Whitney and Heather were the ones saying that they were afraid of Jen.
They were literally there.
They were the ones blaming Meredith and Lisa together. Then, like they teamed up to do it.
And then we see this unseen footage of Heather and Lisa having a meal together and Heather saying, wow, I am scared to shit of Jen. Like when she reacts, I am horrified. I am so scared. Aren't you scared? And Lisa's like, no, not even a little bit. She like literally tells her, I'm literally not scared.
She goes, I am terrified. I don't get that from her. Like, is she crazy or something? And she goes, I am terrified of her. I mean, does she not scare you? And she's like, no, not at all. Heather is so shady. So now Heather and Whitney are both caught lying. They have been the ones saying that they're scared of Jen and not Meredith and Lisa. I mean, such bullshit. And Heather totally gets away with it.
But the thing that's funny is that, like, I actually don't believe that Lisa is terrified of Jen, because I think that one thing that we saw on this reunion is she really, like, only cares about herself. So I don't think she cares how someone else... I don't think she would care how Jen would react. I don't think that she sees Jen as someone to, like... I don't think, like... She aspires to be Jen or in Jen's company. You know, if we're going to say that like part of this friendship is because she's like kissing Jen's ass, I think that like Lisa, if she's going to kiss people's ass, it's going to be not Jen Shaw, right? I think that's like a lateral move for her at best. So it's just kind of funny that they're accusing her of this because she doesn't really seem terrified. And so Heather's like, no one's as terrified as you. No one's as terrified as you. And then Lisa goes, oh. Whitney, Heather, bad weather, tornado, spin the truth, destroy. That's what you do.
Yes, here we go. Here we go. Weather, Whitney and Heather, bad weather, spin the truth. And Heather's like, hopefully that'll take over more than Jen Lisa because that one's falling flat.
Lisa was just waiting to use her little nursery rhyme that she thought of 6 weeks ago. Oh, hey, hi. Hi, Peter. Hey, you want to hear this one? Weather. Whitney and Heather. Bad weather. Spinning things. Tornado. Disaster. National flood warning. Snow coming down. Power grid off. Whitney, Heather.
God, yeah. She ended up calling all of Texas's problems.
I know.
So Lisa's like, you know what? I'm like her actual friend and I care about her and that's all. And Heather's like, oh, you are no friend to her. You're not her friend. You're not her friend. And Andy's like, so is that supposed to be their couple name, Janisa? And Heather goes, yeah, Lisa created a hashtag.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes #FreshWolf, #Janisa, #BadWeather. Yeah. I love that.
He goes, so why do you think she's not friends with Jen, Heather? And she's like, she's not friends with anybody but herself, Andy. And Lisa goes, oh, really? Meredith? Meredith, really? Meredith, am I a terrible friend, Meredith? Meredith, am I a terrible friend? And Meredith is like, nah, Lisa is a very good friend to me.
A hundred percent.
Can someone prop up Meredith? Can we get like a...
She needs one of those dog cones like that you get from so you don't bite.
She needs like the things they put around trees in the city, like when they put trees in the sidewalk and they're just nurturing, they put the poles around. She just needs the tree poles. Be like, let's prop her up until she's mature.
Yeah. So Heather is just going, oh, Lisa's not a good friend to you. She's not a good friend to you, Meredith. And Lisa's just going, Meredith.
Squash hands, And Andy's just cracking up. And first of all, I don't understand why Heather is saying this. It is so, it's like she's actively trying to tear them apart, you know? So Andy's cracking up. And Lisa's like, who talked about her marriage? Not me. You did. Okay. Bad weather. Okay. It was clouds. Tornado of gossip.
I will never align myself with someone like you. They're like yelling over each other. And Heather's like, you know what? You talked about my very best friend. I would never talk about my very best friend like you did to yours. And Lisa's like, oh, you know what? You have information and you could not wait to share it. You could not wait to talk about my friend's marriage. You are a disgusting person and a fucking liar. You are not a good friend. I did not say one thing about her marriage this whole time. Don't you fucking dare call me a liar and a bad friend. Don't you fucking dare.
Best friend. Look, I've got a sheet pan and I'm blowing away the weather. Look, if we all do it, we make wind and we blow away bad weather. Okay? So Andy's like, all right, let's change the topic. No. Look, perpetual victim. Laugh, because it's true, okay? Hey, Heather, get therapy other than Andy Cohen. And then Mary, now it just cuts to Mary. Now that she's like out of the spotlight, Mary is just cracking up. She's having the best time ever. She's like,
Mary is. At one point, Mary goes, oh my God, Heather's crazy. Like, she's just laughing.
So they're like, therapy? Lisa, how could you say that about therapy? And she's like, well, no, because you said that this is like therapy for you. You said it was your words. It was like weather words. You said it. And Andy's like, oh, I'm not a bad therapist, actually. So who wants to talk about their boobs again, right? Anyone?
And Meredith is like, I want to say something. I want to make it abundantly clear. Next one of you who has anything to say about my family in a way, shape, or form, you are not my friend. We broke our asses trying to work on our marriage and get it in a positive space, and none of you know anything about it except me and Seth. Disengaged. I'm now disengaged.
Wow, it was beautiful, Meredith. She did disengage from herself. She was bouncing around in that seat while she said that. She was doing almost the Candy Burrs thing where she's like overcome with emotion. So she's like, she's like her head was like going back and forth. Like the whole body was like writhing. Like that. She's like, the power of disengagement is within me.
And her head is like someone put a nickel into it in a cheap motel. I mean, that thing was about, I was expecting a wig to fly off of her head and cross the room. It's like, girl, you're going to need a neck brace.
She was like the untopped blender that we've seen so many times in our household. Oh, I lost my lid.
That girl was like a wooden spoon in a blender. Jeez.
So Logan from Roy, Utah wants to know, is there a will from your grandma, Mary? Guess what? We're back to you, Mary. Hey, Mary, is there a will from your grandma saying she wanted you to marry her husband? And are there receipts? And she's like, no, they're... there are no receipts. He's like, oh, so how was the wish conveyed? Well, my grandmother, you know, she told me for herself that she wanted me to take her place. And I said, please, Grandma, don't say things like that. But if you must say things like that, sure, I'll start sleeping with your husband and take your inheritance. But don't say things like that, okay? And she said, are you too good for my place? And I was like, oh, how could I say anything to that?
Yeah, she's such a liar. Oh my God. She said on the show, didn't she, that it was in her grandma's will that she married the husband? I could have sworn
I don't remember.
So he goes, and she told Robert too that she wanted Robert to marry you. And she goes, no. he goes, well, how did he know that that was her wish? And she goes, we prayed for 2 years on it, Andy, and that was God's will. That was God's love. We prayed on it. And he's like, I thought it was the story that in her will it said she wanted you to marry him. And she goes, well, look, here's the thing. When my grandma married him, he was 20 years younger than her. And so she felt like she stole his youth. So she wanted him to marry one of the daughters to kind of make up for it.
It's like, if she stole his youth, wouldn't she want him to go out in the world and fuck around? I was like, wait, this literally none of this makes any sense. It is so disturbed and strange.
The grandma's like, you know what? I know that you've lost 20 years by marrying me. So you're going to gain 20 years by marrying one of my grandchildren. So crazy.
It was my just God, like,
this needs to be
odd.
A documentary, because I want to know what the fuck. I've read a lot of this stuff online, and it says, you know, basically that she was sleeping with the husband before the grandma even died, and then the grandma died, and the mom wanted to take the church over, but then the mom couldn't. Mary blocked it by marrying Robert Sr., who owned everything, and then they got the mom out, and the mom started her own church, and now they don't speak, and then the family had the grandmother's body exhumed to check if she was murdered. I mean, that's crazy. The shit
it is
crazy in this story. Yeah.
So Andy says, well, it seems like your mom would be more age appropriate. And Mary's like, well, my grandmother had already put everything into my hands. I'm like, according to your story, your grandma just said, I want you to take my place, which is not necessarily the same as like literally take my place. Like, here's my husband, just slip into my life. I thought it was more like, you can lead the congregation, you know? So Andy's like, and then you said the beginning of your marriage was awkward for you. And she's like, yeah, you know, Robert and I were never close. I mean, you know, it's like, and then she says something about Charlinda. She mumbles something about Charlinda. And then she goes, well, you know, and then Charlinda, she's my grandmother's brother's daughter, but I don't hang out with her.
Yeah,
she and her mom like cleaned the house.
Yeah, she's saying she's not close. She was never close with Robert Sr. You know, like Charlinda, that's my mother's brother's daughter's like daughter or something. But, you know, we're not close. And he's like, so wait, that's your aunt? And she cleans your house? And she goes, oh, and her mom. We have a very big house.
it's the grandma's sister. And yeah, he goes, we have a huge house. And he goes, and they have a little apartment. And she smiles like it's just like the sweetest arrangement of all time. She's like, and they have a little apartment, and I pay their rent, and they clean my house, and I take care of them, and they take care of me. I'm like,
And then she goes, I mean, Andy, I would rather have my family cleaning than anybody else. And he's like, So he goes, and then I'm supposed to get sad, but I don't, because this lady is so far beyond. And he goes, so how would you describe your marriage? An arrangement? Are you in love? And she goes, well, I absolutely think I am. And he goes,
absolutely think I'm in love. Are you in love? I have to say, from the moment I met him, I felt nothing but the purest, most intense feeling that I think I love him.
My God. And so he goes, what's the age difference? And it's 18 years. And Whitney's like, yeah, that's the same as me and my husband. And you know what? Amen. Because if you're happy, then... And Suzanne Summers wrote in, actually, and said, there were rumors that you were allegedly married before your step-grandfather. Did you leave your husband to marry your grandpa? And she goes, no, I did not leave him to... Well, you know what? Everyone's married young in Utah. You know, I was like 19. And he goes, so did you divorce because of Robert? She goes, we got divorced because it was irreconcilable differences, Andy. Those differences, like, I tried to console the differences, and I couldn't console them, Andy. So
there was definitely there was something in that ellipses in what she said. It was irreconcilable. It's like, there's something definitely going on. Yeah. So it's like, and was he older? She goes, no, he was my age. And let me tell you something. I'm never going to date someone my age. And Andy goes, yeah, because you're married. And she's like, yeah. I'm just saying if I had to.
Yeah, she goes, yeah, that too. And Andy says, so are you physical with him? Are you physical with your husband? And she's like, well, maybe since the last few years, no, not so much. And he goes, but you sleep in the same bed? No. And then she starts crying, and she's like... Yeah, then she starts crying, and she's like, well, you can't go through a marriage for 22 years and be happy. Like every single Chanel he's bought for me. Like, I don't buy myself anything. And all my designer things, he's gotten me. And we're happy. We're happy. And you can't do... wait. You don't know if you're in love with him. You don't sleep together. But he buys you a purse? Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh
my, you can't take... Yeah. Can't say or do anything to take happiness away from me, because it's hard to get. And if you can find that in a man, it doesn't matter where he came from, as long as you're happy and the man upstairs is happy with both of you, and he buys you a Chanel bag. that it works. And Andy's like, why is this make you emotional? Marriages are hard and they can be a nightmare. And I have a beautiful one, a beautiful Chanel bag. Absolutely.
Yeah, pretty much. And so she's crying and Jen sends her down a Kleenex, you know, that's shit soaked in chloroform. And so Mary takes it and probably passes out. So we go to commercial. And when we come back, Leah from St. John's Valley says, Mary, there's audio of you calling your congregation poor and stingy because they didn't give you gifts for your birthday. She goes, that's not true. And he goes, well, how do we know it's not you? She goes, oh, it is me.
It is me. It just, she goes, it was taken out of content. You know, when I was talking about Jesus and how, you know, you're blessed and, you know, and how you represent how you live. And if you live a life that's not okay, you're not blessed. And it's like, he's like, so did you call the congregation stingy? I just said, the poor will always be among you, you know? And that's what we're taught. So, you know, it's like me at home, okay? I have this big home, but Charlinda's there from her little apartment. The poor are among us. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So for those of you who have not heard this audio, this is so crazy, okay? So I'm going to play it for you so you can hear it, and then I'll read the transcript to you so you can, because this is kind of hard to hear, everybody. So it's like, I don't know, 20 seconds or something. So if you can't hear it, don't worry. We'll be right back. So listen to this.
Come in here training me. I ain't preaching on y'all's stand. I'm doing everything else. Y'all ain't helping. Halfway pay your tithes. I got 14 birthday cards. Don't stand yourself. You're poor people. I don't want no poor people around me. You're poor as hell. And if you ain't poor, you stingy, so you still poor. God said you was poor. Said you're rich. What's that scripture, Norman?
Poor Norman. Norman's the one she was calling fat last week, by the way. I love that Norman's just always there to take her abuse through all of this. Okay, so here's what she said. She said, you're not in church. You think I'm stupid coming in here and draining me? I'm not preaching over y'all's sin. I'm doing everything else. Y'all ain't helping. Halfway paying your tithes. I got 14 birthday cards, you old stingy selves. You old poor people. I don't want no poor people around me. You're poor as hell. And if you ain't poor, you stingy because you still poor. And God said you was poor.
Wow. So like the God said you were poor, like that's the one part that could maybe be linked to what she said on the reunion, but the rest of it is just her just screaming at her
literally bitching about them not tithing enough or giving her enough birthday cards. Like, wow. Ooh. So yeah, she's saying, you know, Jesus is saying that we're poor and we're the Gentiles, okay? And he's like, okay. And she's like, so Gentiles, that's all I was saying. And he's like, what? And she's like, yeah, well, you know, it just means that you show who you are. You show your values by how you present yourself. So if you have bad values, then you're poor. And he's like,
I honestly could not follow it. So Andy's like,
it is so crazy.
He's like, oh, there are rumors. Is your church a cult? Is your church a cult? She goes, yes, about the rumors. And she, like, meaning that she's heard the rumors. And he goes, and your response is, she goes, well, we have the exact same belief as the Mormons. And Lisa goes, I am not part of a cult, okay? The only cult I'm part of is the Diet Coke cult, okay?
Diet Coke, that's it. You know what? I love that. The only thing I would die for is saccharin. All right, I'm going to say that right now. It's my only cult. You know what? If Jesus juice was made out of Diet Coke, I'd totally drink it. That's it. You know, Jonestown.
I saccharined for my sins. So then
Heather's like, well, I mean, people say that Mormonism is a cult. And he's like, okay, well, how does your congregation feel about these stories coming out? She goes, I just don't, you know what? I get the stories, but the thing I don't like about the stories is that they say that I buy everything through the church. And, you know, that part's nasty. That part's really nasty.
Yeah, well, the rumor is your personal wealth is coming through the church. And Mary's like, she's like, I mean, you see my lifestyle. My church couldn't possibly support me. You see this. I'm like, well, unless you're stealing wealth from everyone, have you ever seen a cult leader before with their 10 Rolls Royces? Well, of course it could.
And she's so, like, my church couldn't take care of me. They're stingy and poor, Andy. Have you missed anything here? And he's like, well, see, it stands to reason they'd be upset watching the show with you and all your designer labels and your houses. And she goes, well, yeah, they would be mad if I was taking their money, but I'm not taking their money, so...
I'm a God-fearing woman, you know? And Andy's like, so when you married him, does that mean you got your grandma's inheritance? And she's like, yes. And your mom was not especially pleased with that, right? And she goes, yes. And we learned that her grandma and Robert had three restaurants called like Southern Plantation, which served soul food. And then like there was a mortgage company and some other things. And then and she goes, and as those companies faded off, you know, Robert Sr. is such a saver. I'm like, this is so fishy. Like, yeah. You guys have – so all this money that you guys have, all these Chanel bags you're buying that are not – that money is not coming from the church. And yet you have all those other businesses seem to have failed and gone away. Something is truly not adding up, and it probably is in the books.
I predict the next IRS scandal on Housewives will be with this one, because this is just crazy. Like, there is someone out there who's going to be like, wait a minute. There's someone working at the IRS right now who's like, well, you know what? I have a free day, so I'm going to check in all this shit.
There's probably some weird shit about money, like you know, because churches are tax exempt and all that. Like, there's got to be some weird stuff that's like above my pay grade, but I'm ready to hear about it when it gets exposed.
Yeah. So then Andy reads a question from someone saying, Jen and Mary, come on, like, you know, us brown girls got to stick together. Can you guys just move on and be friends? And Jen says, well, you know what? I think we can. I just need to, like, you know, I just needed to talk through it. And you know what? I did. So now I can do it. And Mary's like, okay, well, you know, I again apologize again for what I said and how I said it. Okay. Okay. There, I said it. And Jen's like, I was very hurt, but it was still wrong with me. And Mary's like, I would never say something to hurt you. That's not who I am. Which is exactly what she said when she apologized last time and pissed Jen off. It's just
yeah, that is the Kyle Richards apology. Camille, I would never say that, Camille. Basically, like, Mary is some weird hybrid of like Ramona and Kyle and who knows who else. Maybe Teresa. I don't know. Like, grifter. It's a lot of hilarious stuff. So, hey, Ray's a devoted Mormon. Heather couldn't help feel like her new life as a single mom was a lesson in failure. But as any good spa owner knows, it just takes some self-love and perseverance to finally feel comfortable in your own skin. Roll that beautiful bean footage. So now it's the...
You're lucky I haven't put that on the little soundboard thing yet.
No, I'm
unlucky, you know that's coming.
You
soon.
Haven't. I'm unlucky that you haven't done that. So now we see a Heather montage, and then it comes out of it, and Heather's crying about her daughters and everything, and she's saying that she's like really grateful that for the show, because it sort of forced her to confront these things and deal with them. And Whitney is like, she has grown so. Wait, let me start over from the top. She has grown much so. No. So much groans. She's grown much. Wait, can we reshoot this?
I actually met her right after our divorce. Right after her divorce. She is honest. She is raw. She is real. And I have seen that change in her. I told her from one day one. Cut that part. I have told her from day one, I wish you could see yourself like I do.
Also, I have to say, I love that Heather's intro is about now she's comfortable in her own skin when she owns like a beauty lab. It's like all injections and Botox and shit. I love Bravo. You know what? I just love Bravo. That's it. So Andy's like, I mean, come on, Heather, you've made it. You're getting DMs from Rihanna.
And she's like, he's like, Rihanna says you're great. Has this made you see yourself differently? And she's like, I just didn't think that there was an audience for the mess that I am, you know, and a lot of marginalized Mormons have reached out to me, et cetera. And, you know, they're just like questions like, are you dating now? Are you starting to like take care of your, like, are you starting to like really, you know, move forward in this place? And she's still not on the apps. And she's like, I told my girls, I sat down with my girls and I said, I always told them, you have to be chaste. You have to be chaste. And then I sat down, my daughter has a boyfriend. And I said, I want you to be wild. I want you to have multiple partners. I want you to have sex with multiple partners.
I have never been with multiple partners in my life.
I know, her future daughter's speech on a ski slope.
It's the origin story for Vicky Gunvalson, which is so mean to say. I'm sorry. I take it back immediately. But Mary's eyes just bulge. Mary's like, no. Mary, who is married to her grandfather, is like, No, stop, God. Heather. She's like, stop Heather.
It was funny because Heather made it sound like, yes, you know, I've always taught them abstinence, Andy, and to be chaste. But now I want them to fuck everybody, Andy. Like, what? And when he asked her if she's on the apps and she said no, give me a break. You know this girl is that girl who's on Grindr. You know? Just for friends. You know that's fucking Heather.
Oh, my God.
Well, Tammy Lynn wants to know if anyone has judged you harshly for your time on the show. And she's like, well, yeah, you know, I get judged by, you know, active Mormon people. That's really who has a problem with me, Andy. But, you know, the marginalized ones are good. You know, the gays, the women, gay women, gays, they love me, Andy.
And that's so funny. That's so funny because we actually attract the same people. Like, I also get marginalized, like LGBTQ Diet Cokes. They reach out to me, like Hybrid Stools, Sundance, Robert Redford. They all reach out to me, Andy. It's like the same people.
Yeah, you know what? I was vegan one time, so I was even using margarinalized. You know, so we're basically the same, Heather. I don't know why we just can't get along. And Andy's like, Lisa, you said on Watch What Happens Live that Heather's ego is the most inflated from the show. And she's like, well, you know what? Like, in a way, she's making fun of herself. But, like, there's two sides to her, you know? It's like she's either mouthy or she's, you know, nosy.
Mousy. Like, what sort of weather system are you, right? And, like, you can't be
she's
both.
A
like,
I'm mousy volcano.
She's basically a mousy Arctic vortex.
And he's like, so you're saying that maybe she's using her humor to cover something else up? She goes, well, you know what? It would be unfair. It would be unfair to answer that because I really don't know her. Like, I still don't know her. So I don't know her well enough to say that, Andy. And Heather's like, oh, really? Well, then why would you recommend me for this show if you don't even know me? To anyone? Does that make sense? Does it make any sense, anybody?
Well, there was a casting notice for Good Time Girls and Sluts, so I thought you'd be great for it, that's all. But we have no history, okay? And Heather's like, oh, so she just recommends random strangers she thinks would be great on TV that she has only disdain for. I don't like liars, okay? Lying weather, a tornado of lies.
So Heather's like, oh, well, you're the liar now, and we're going to learn all about it. Welcome to your show. So we think Heather is going to pull out this trove of evidence, which maybe she still will. So Andy's like, so wait, now we're finding out that Heather got recommended by Lisa to be on the show. And she goes, you know why? Because I met her in 2017. I have the text. You want to see it? You want to see the text? He's like, I've got like card cataracts right now. Like, I've literally yeah. been holding cards 2 inches from my face. I can't. Can we just not go into text? She's like, I have the text.
But we see the text anyway, and it's the most Lisa text ever. I love it. Thank you. Can't wait to meet you in person, Good Time Girl. I love it.
And here we are again, I have to say, and I know people are going to get mad because everyone loves Heather, but here we go. Heather's caught in another fucking lie. She didn't know Heather. She knew of Heather and recommended her for the show. And you can see from this text, they'd never even met in person. What the hell?
Yeah, I think it's I think that what's happening is that there's a semantics issue and they have different definitions of like knowing. I think that Heather is holding her to like a strict interpretation of like, you know who I am. Like, I like, if someone says my name, my face pops up in your brain. You know who I am. And now you're saying you don't even know who I am. And Lisa's saying like, I know you, but I don't really know you. Like, I don't really know. I don't really.
Right.
It's like surfacey. Like, I don't really know what makes you tick. I don't know what's going on in your life. Right. That's, I think, what Lisa is saying. But I mean, obviously it triggers something in Heather. Right. Like, she's very triggered. She was very triggered when Lisa said, I heard that she was a Good Time Girl, you know? So I don't know what's going on in Heather's world where she's
and Heather was also saying at the beginning, like, I've known her for 20 years. I mean, I've known her for 20 years. How could she say that? And she's like, what are you?
Yeah, I think that Heather just has invisibility issues. I think that she felt very invisible in her marriage, right? And like, you know, you know, here she is joking about glory holes and Scary Movie, and like her husband's not even laughing at her. It's like, was she even there? Was she even at the movie? And I think she just feels unseen in life. And so when she is like having moments of like, I am going to take this into my hands and I will be seen, and then someone still doesn't see her, it like makes her like go berserk.
Crazy.
You know?
Yeah.
I actually understand that. Like, I actually feel like that makes sense to me and I empathize with that, but I think that's sort of what's going on here.
Yeah. So Heather's like, well, I have photos, so don't think I won't pull out my photos. But I have texts. You know what? So why lie? Why would I lie? Why would I lie about it? And it's like, and you described me in college and you described yourself to be just like me. So how do you not know me? And Lisa's like, you know what? She's just talking over me because she doesn't want people to know the truth. Okay, that's why she's not. That's it. That's it, Andy. And Andy's like, well, Heather, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I just echoed you. I just said, the truth.
And Andy's like, Heather, you got jealous of Jen's relationship with Lisa and Meredith, right? She goes, well, you know what? Yeah, because it's happened before to me in my other friendships. You know, it's like I'm friends with these girls and then they find someone better to be friends with and they dump me. It's like, you know what? She wanted to just level up. And like, I'm pedestrian. It's like I'm lower than them. And she just wanted to be part of the glam kittens. That's how it felt, you know? And I still feel that way.
And Jen's like, that's, you know, it's not true. You know, we talked about it in the hot tub in that horrific, horrific, not real spa hot tub. Okay. And I was shocked and I was genuinely hurt that you felt that way. I was genuinely hurt that you felt I was trading up because I've been doing that all along. Why did you only notice it just now? You don't pay attention to me. So then Heather's saying, apparently they also have a big issue about the fact that Jen has never put up a picture of her and Heather, but Heather's put up a picture of Jen and the two of them. And so that's also like a huge divide between them at the moment.
Yeah, because she hasn't posted her on Instagram. And Heather's like, yeah, I didn't think that you posted me yet. I don't think you have. You know, I mean, Jen went after us hard on social, you know, and the only person she didn't go after was Lisa. You know, so it's like, there she goes, making her choices and friend loyalties. It's like, this is so sad. You know, and we know that all probably reality people, but since we cover Bravo, it's like, Housewives have such an issue with social media. It's always like a big, huge thing about who's liking whose posts and who's not liking whose posts. And Heather's mad that like Lisa gets more love from Jen on Instagram. It's like, come on, how old are you? Grow up.
I would never, ever be triggered. I mean, that's the most crazy thing. I would never, never be triggered by who's unfollowed me or who hasn't liked my photos or how many likes I get. I would never, 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 never. Hold on. Let me just check my Insta. So Heather's like, so now Heather starts accusing Lisa of feeding blogs, et cetera. And Heather's, and Lisa's like, no, I don't. No, I don't. I only feed Diet Coke to myself. I love that about me. And Heather's like, they've already ratted you out, so don't embarrass yourself anymore. Wait, are you saying that I manipulate you? Okay, that I manipulate Jen to go after you on social? That's like completely insane. That's like saying there's some sort of stool out there that could also be a table. Okay, that's insane. Okay, is that like a hybrid stool? It's insane.
Why would she have to manipulate Jen? You guys were the ones that were fighting with Jen. Jen doesn't need someone to manipulate her. She was already pissed at you because of stuff you guys did on the show. Now, I'm not saying that you're wrong, what you did, but Jen, it's not like Jen is coming up with some magical reason to be upset with you.
Yeah, so I don't think it's like very, I agree. And Lisa's like, I don't have that much power over Jen. I don't even have that much power over myself. Like, look, my hand. It's just moving on its own. It's autonomous. I can't help it. I love that. Like, the only way I can get it to calm down is if I touch things. Can I touch? Look, my hand calmed down.
I'm okay now.
I barely have control.
I'm totally fine now.
I guess I do
totally
have control over myself.
You know what? And it turns out that this isn't a real fire in the middle of the stage. So thank God. So Whitney's like,
this woman has put me down over and over to my face, and that is the goddamn truth.
And Lisa's like, it is not. You know what? I need a break. This is ridiculous. I need an absolute break. All right,
and
break.
Andy's like, all right, we're going on break. Commence slumping in 3, 2, 1.
Heather, I am blocking you again on Grindr. I don't want you to take offense to that, but seriously, get your own apps. All right.
Yeah.
He just goes to texting.
And I see you on Scruff. I see you on Scruff and on Jacked. Okay. All right, ladies, just remember, the sooner we get back, the sooner we leave, which means I'm really sick of you. So come on. So we go on break, but the show continues. Lisa's like, Heather, I know you now, okay? I didn't know you before 2017. I never met you before in my life, Heather. I never.
And she's like, you know what? And then you say you hate drama, but then you're doubling down on Jen Shaw? I mean, come on. And she's like, well, I don't know why it bothers you guys. I care for Jen. And she's like, over Meredith. She's like, I'm very direct with Jen. And if I don't like something, I say, can I touch that? And Heather's like, it doesn't make you loyal to Meredith just because you call Jen out. It's called trading up.
This is actually where Heather started to lose me a little bit, because it was weird that she was shaming Lisa for wanting to be in Jen's good graces. She was basically saying Jen is nothing but drama. But I'm like, but isn't Jen supposed to be your best friend? I mean, it seems like you're in a fight, but like you spent the whole season trying to win back Jen, you know? Like that's where it was like a little weird to me. And then saying you chose her over Meredith felt like she was actually trying to stir some shit up between Lisa and Meredith, which then of course becomes even more blatant.
Well, yeah, of course she is. Okay, first of all, she's so full of shit. You hate the drama and you double down on Jen Shaw. So she is like against Jen this whole thing when she's talking about being such a loyal friend. So she sucks for that. And then Lisa's just trying to be nice to the person that nobody is being nice to. And Heather's trying to get everyone not to be nice to Jen, which is a total mean girl tactic. So she's shitty for that. And now she's coming and trying to break up Lisa and Meredith, which is a total shitty mean girl tactic. So I know that Heather's supposed to be the nice one on this show, but she's really in the end the asshole, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I do still think she's the nice one, but I think that she is falling in. I think that her rage is consuming her right now, and that she is being kind of an asshole here. So, because Lisa is like, you know, she's like, I'm very direct, and I always tell everyone how I think and feel, okay? And Heather's like, well, don't make, like what you said, doesn't make you loyal because you called out Meredith, or you called out Jen, right? And so she's accusing Lisa of trading up to Jen, which is funny because, like, I don't think that Jen is trading up, right? And so Lisa's like, Heather, I would be fine on an island alone with me and Dot Coke, okay? I'll be fine by myself, touching palm trees, touching coconuts, touching sand. Can I touch everything on this island? Touching that volleyball? I love a volleyball. I love that. Hi, Wilson. Hi.
Hi, Wilson. That's a hybrid volleyball. He's like part human and part volleyball. Love him. I love Wilson.
I love a volleyball. Love Wilson.
So you know what, Heather? I just don't understand why we're going backwards, okay? So can we just go forwards? And Heather's like, I don't even know why you're so upset. She's like
Andy's just on his phone like like they're literally like bickering and screaming, and Andy's just like
he's just flicking through his phone. Yeah. And Lisa goes, you know what, Heather, can we just move forward? And Heather goes, no, I don't want to move forward. I don't really want to. I don't want to.
She goes, well, good for you. So don't try to sabotage my other friendships that I have. And Heather's like, I don't want to put a wedge between you and Meredith. Meredith has taken enough of this. What do you mean you don't want to put a wedge between her and Meredith? You're the one here saying like that Lisa is a bad friend to Meredith and that the lies will be exposed and you're a bad friend to Meredith over and over again. That is the pinnacle of putting a wedge between a friendship.
Yeah. And she's like, stop it, Heather. She's just, I'm allowed to say it, Lisa Barlow. And Meredith just goes, Andy, are you sick of all of this yet? And he goes, it's my life.
I know. Like, just dead. So, by the way, did we talk about how there was one point where Andy was asking a question and he's clearly yawning? He was like,
I know. He's just like, time to make the donuts. So Lisa's like, well, I show up for her. I show up for Meredith. She goes, oh, you have not shown up for her today. Not the way I would want to be shown up for. And so then Lisa gets mad again and she jumps up. She jumps out of her chair and she's like, Meredith, she's saying I've not shown up. How about I shut up? And she gets in Heather's face, and then she's like, okay, you just want me to bail on Jen. Okay, fine, let's just all bail on Jen then. Is that what you're saying? And she goes, yeah, that would be nice if you would just stop sticking up for Jen. And she goes, oh, you know what? There, she said it. She said it. Roll the footage. Roll the beautiful big footage.
And we see Jen. Jen's just backstage getting her makeup retouched. And of course, she has a fan that says, bye, Felicia. Of course she does. So Lisa's ranting. I mean, I actually do think that Lisa has shown up for Meredith. I don't know where, I don't get where this is coming from.
And so Meredith isn't saying that. This is all just coming from Heather.
If anything, Meredith's not showing up for Lisa, to be honest. So Lisa is ranting and she's like, I tried to be a friend, but it's not worth it because you're living in the past on weird shit that didn't even happen because you're a good time girl. Maybe you can't see anything because your shirt is above your eyes right now, okay? And Heather's like, are you watching your own performance right now? And Meredith goes, you guys realize what this is what I was saying earlier, right? There's so much hostility and anger. You guys don't hear anything. Okay,
I can't hear you, Meredith, so talk louder because I can't hear you. You know what, Whitney? This is why we can't be friends, Whitney, because of Heather. And she goes, oh, really? Heather is not keeper, my. Darn it. can you just realize this is 50-50? Did I say 50-50 backwards? Okay, hold on. Did you realize that this is 50-50? Okay, got it.
I'm Barbara Walters, and this is 50-50. No, that's all wrong in so many different ways. So Lisa's
you know
like,
what,
Whitney?
Whitney? Sorry. You know, Whitney, I'm sorry for breathing even. Okay, I'm sorry for... Excuse me for living, okay?
It's so ridiculous. And Whitney's like, I'm trying to help you realize why it keeps coming up. Okay, you don't like me. It's okay. I don't care. And then Heather's like, well, you seem to care quite a bit, which is true. Because I love when people are like literally screaming, I don't care. So Andy, and then it's because Andy, he's just bored. Like all this shit, like the entire audience, we're all like, oh my God. And Andy's like, He's like, I've been doing this for 6 hours. This is not exciting for me anymore. So Lisa's like, why is that friendship in question, Meredith? Why? And she's like, I don't. No, it's relentless. It's mind-numbing. Everything I say is interpreted the wrong way.
Well, everything you say is interpreted the wrong way by her, and everything she says is interpreted the wrong way by you. And that's what I see. And she's, you know what? Did you not hear me say the nicest things to her? I said I've known her since 2017. I mean, that's something, is that? It's like, so 4 years I've given her, okay? And it's like, no, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, I wasn't. When you were ardently defending me and on your feet and screaming and burning friendships with everyone in defense of me, honestly, I wasn't listening. I was, what's the word for it? It starts with a D and ends with a mint. Disengagement. I was disengaged.
So then Heather's like, oh my God, you say you hate drama and you've aligned yourself with the nexus of that. So Whitney, Heather just your totally is anti-Jen Heather. Now or what? Like,
what'd you say?
Is Heather just like totally anti-Jen now or what?
My impression up really until this point was that Heather was mad at Jen, probably because of social media stuff. And some stuff that was probably said on the show, but they were mad, but they were going to like come together. They still may come together by the end of the episode. But I was under the impression that she has like an axe to grind, bone to pick. But now it sounds like she's making Jen out to be the worst person of all time. Right.
Yeah.
So Whitney and Meredith decide they're just going to walk off, which is, I just love that Lisa is just like going so hard for Meredith, and Meredith's like, I'm gonna go. So Meredith just walks off, and Heather is, Heather says something like, you're in last place if you don't
know. She goes, you're in last place, just so you know. She says, what does that even mean, Heather? She's like, well, with me, you are for sure. She's like, do you see how mean you are? Does she mean like in last place in Housewives rankings or something?
I don't know, or maybe in terms
do
of
do they
like,
have that?
It could just be sort of like today you're just like you're losing today, and Heather's like, yeah, well, it's a defense mechanism after all the things you've done to me. Okay, like remember when you said you didn't know me, and I was a good time girl, and you gave me a thumbs up, and
I'm so sorry. You know what I googled?
What?
Ranking the casts.
Well, everyone hates Lisa right now, by the way. We are going to get a lot of heat because everyone loves her. I still love Heather. By the way, I love Heather, but I think that she kind of was an asshole. I was with you. I was so glad that you said that because I kind of feel like she was a little unhinged this episode. And
I just think she's mean. I just think she's being really mean. I don't think she's acting crazy or anything. I just think she's doing all the things she says she hates. Like, she's pulling every mean girl move in the book, you know? And I think it's not very cool, especially now that we find out that Lisa got her on the show. It's like, geez, you know, we've seen on this show when people bring someone on the show and then that person turns against them, but it's usually a season at least. It's not like right away. It's like, lady, you're just talking about how much fame changed your life and all of this. At least give the woman some grace who gave it to you in the first place.
Yeah, and I feel like everyone online is like going hard against Lisa right now, and I just am like sort of not in that place. I'm like, I don't feel the villainy the way other people are. And it's not because we had Lisa on the crappies, because Heather listens to the show too. Hi, Heather.
Yeah,
hi, Lisa.
We don't
it's
know
not
Lisa
because of,
or Heather.
Like, we like
don't
them
know
both,
any of them.
But like, it's just, it's more like, I'm not for this episode right now. I don't even remember how I felt.
Well,
about
then
episode,
sometimes but. I just wonder, is it that I just like the person or I just like imitating them?
Well, there's
because it
I
really
like
is fun
Lisa.
This whole show is really fun to do recaps of, so who knows. I mean, I still like Heather too. I just think everything she's preaching against, she's doing. And then finding out that she's the big fucking liar this whole time, her and Whitney saying that they're terrified of Jen and then blaming Lisa and Meredith, I mean, that really was the whole drama of the second half of the season. And it was their fault, and now she's like still trying to get Lisa in trouble for it when it was just proven that it was never Lisa. Mary admitted she never said that. So it's just confusing to me that Heather is getting away with all of this on the show when everything's out in the open. It's not like we're just making guesses of what happened. This all just came out today on the show, and everyone's still hating on the people who were wrongly accused. It's weird.
And I guess why people are really mad at Lisa is because she's saying that she's such a great friend to Meredith, and yet she's also being a good friend to Jen, and Jen is the one who said shit about Brooks online. So I guess Heather's really trying to like
Brooks
drive
is a
that
little
home.
Fucking asshole, you know, and people have a right to comment on people, especially when Brooks tried to be a housewife and do his vagina shaming or whatever was going on. She has a right to stand up for herself online against Brooks. He's not 6 years old, and he stole his fucking tracksuit from Givenchy. So
and
please
Lisa has,
suck a dick, okay?
At least Lisa can still be friends with Jen and be better friends with Meredith. And it's really not, like, it's not an issue. Meredith is not the type that's like, well, you're friends with her, you can't be friends with me. I guess she was a little bit at some point. But I think
Jen was right when she said that Meredith was seen around town with another man. And that's okay to say on a Housewives show too, Meredith. Okay, and I cannot believe I'm standing up for Jen on that
one.
Was it a shitty thing to do? Yes, but you're on a Housewives show, and you were seeing other people. So what's the big deal? Like, I get that Jen was still an asshole, but I think that they're just spinning all of this stuff, and it's not fair, you know? And then Heather and Whitney are sitting there getting away with everything when they started it.
Yeah. So Lisa is like, this is what you do all the time. I can't do anything with this. So Lisa walks off stage because she needs to go hug. I need to get a hug from John. I need a hug from John because it's all negative. So she goes off stage. And then Andy, who like suddenly wakes up from his like iPhone, is like, hey, where are you going? I'm like, do you realize that like everyone has left Andy? But he's like, Lisa, where are you going?
And Mary goes, what is this? What is going on?
Mary is so confused. So Lisa goes backstage, and now she's like, she's crying and she's upset. And she's like, this is abusive. I don't have friends like this. Okay. And she's like talking to the senior VP of production, and she's crying about Heather, and you know, and she's just like, this doesn't need to be filmed. This doesn't need to be filmed. Okay.
And she's also mad at Meredith now, which, thank God, finally. She's like, Meredith is supposed to be my friend. And I'm like, show up for me. You're not showing up for me. And Heather is obsessed with my best friend. You know what? Don't film this. You don't need this filmed. And Andy goes, so is Lisa coming back? And Meredith goes, we hope.
I don't know. And Lisa, you just hear Lisa say, they can go on without me. So... Yeah. That's the cliffhanger. Will Lisa be back next week? Of course she'll be back. Of course she will be.
They were careful not to show her, though, in the previews.
I know. I was so proud of them, especially after this week with Dallas, when DeAndre's like, I am leaving this trip next week. Well, this is a great day four on the trip.
Well, what a fun part two. Wow. Hour and 20 minutes so we're going. Jeez.
Well, it was a great episode. This reunion has been fantastic. I think Salt Lake City, this is... it's been a great season, actually, overall. Now, looking back on it, I think this was lightning in a bottle that they found.
This was some good times. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for being with us on Crappens on Demand. We sure love you guys. We will talk to you next show.
Episode. Okay. The next episode.
Also, we're going to be going on Amy Phillips' show on Sirius. It's called Reality Checked, so go check that out. It's on Bravo Andy. We will be on there tomorrow to talk about Summer House in Jersey, baby. So check that out. Support Amy. We love that girl. And we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie, she's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Patricia Murdoch, she wrote.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture.
We love you guys.